2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake County District Attorney says his office is getting tougher on gun crime. Sim Gill says effective today, no more plea bargains for anyone accused of committing a crime with a firearm. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, if you bought onions recently, check to see if they were grown in Chihuahua, Mexico, and distributed by ProSource, because they could have salmonella. All colors affected. You might want to toss any ovens in the fridge unless you see a sign that says Made in USA. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new multiple vehicle crash, possible injuries. It has just happened, so we're waiting for emergency crews to arrive at the scene. This is eastbound I-80 at Bangor Highway. It is blocking two center lanes of traffic. Expect delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds this afternoon and temperatures back in the low 60s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, 59 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The FBI and local law enforcement are looking into what appear to be human remains discovered in a Florida wilderness area. They may be of Brian Laundrie.
The family's attorney says Brian's parents went to the park this morning, and some articles belonging to Brian were found there after a brief search off a trail that he was known to frequent. The Sarasota Medical Examiner's Office has also been called to the reserve, where a renewed search is underway now.
ABC's Terry Moran. The FDA's authorized booster doses of COVID-19 vaccines made by Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, as well as mixing and matching booster shots. President Biden's in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he talked up a scaled-down Build Back Better agenda.
We're going to change the nation in a big way.
Still includes money for climate change, child care subsidies, paid family leave, and free pre-K. House GOP leaders are urging Republicans to vote against holding Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress tomorrow. ABC News has learned the NFL and its former players have reached an agreement to change the way concussion claims are evaluated. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. And today, Paris Hilton was at the U.S. Capitol arguing for reform for troubled teachers' centers. The socialite-turned-lobbyist successfully campaigned for the same thing during Utah's legislative session earlier this year. As a teen, Paris Hilton spent time at a center in Provo, and today she said it still haunts her.
For 20 years, I couldn't sleep at night as memories of physical violence, the feeling of loneliness, the loss of peers rushed through my mind when I shut my eyes. This was not just insomnia. It was trauma. One night when I was 16 years old, I woke up to two large men entering my bedroom asking me if I wanted to go the easy way or the hard way. Thinking I was being kidnapped, I screamed for my parents. And as I was being physically dragged out of my house, I saw them crying in the hallway. They didn't come to my rescue that night. This was my introduction to the troubled teen industry. My parents were promised that tough love would fix me and that sending me across the country was the only way. I was sent to four facilities of Omeris, a two-year period, and my experience at each one haunts me to this day.
Hilton has teamed up with a handful of lawmakers to propose the Accountability for Congregate Care Act. She says this could save countless children from trauma.
Imagine if it was your child who was suffering abuse, neglect, or death in the name of treatment. Wouldn't you do everything in your power to protect them? Ensuring children are safe from institutional abuse isn't a Republican or Democratic issue. It's a basic human rights issue that requires immediate attention. On behalf of hundreds of thousands of institutional abuse survivors across America, I urge Congress and President Biden to make this bill the law of the land and give young people in congregate care the rights and protections they so desperately need and deserve.
That's Paris Hilton. California Congressman Ro Khanna, who is co-sponsoring the bill, says so far they haven't seen any pushback. KSL News Time 449. Let's get you home. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a multiple vehicle crash with possible injuries eastbound I-80 at Bangor Highway, blocking two center lanes of traffic. And we are seeing delays starting to build. Southbound I-15 slowdowns between 4500 and 90th South with a small accident southbound I-15. Right about 45th South, out of traffic to the left. Now starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down. Northbound I-15, 2100 South into downtown. And also hearing scanner chatter calling out a crash at Highland Drive and Bingo Boulevard. Michelle?
Well, I-15 in Utah County, still quiet. Seeing some slowdowns, though. This is on Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Pioneer Crossing just west of I-15, as well as 2100 North in Lehigh. Steve?
Now we have slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive this afternoon between 13th and about Stringham Avenue now as you approach the I-80 ramps there. Northbound I-15, wide open speeds all the way into Davis County right now. Slowdowns at 200 North in Kaysville up to Clearfield. Southbound side looks really great back to Salt Lake from Ogden. Northbound 89 got slowdowns filling in there from Cherry Lane now up to I-84. Getting your furnace inspected by a licensed contractor isn't all that bad. Get your furnace checked for winter, ensuring it runs safely and efficiently. A message from Dominion Energy. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. The next 7 days, a couple of storms to talk about. This afternoon, lots of clouds. That'll be with us for the next 4 to 6 hours. And then in the overnight, those clouds will clear out. We're looking at a mostly sunny day and 65 on our Thursday. 68 partly cloudy as we head on through Friday, and then we're back to some cloudiness and a chance for some scattered showers on Saturday as another little storm kind of brushes by from the northwest. A stronger storm gets here Sunday night into Monday. That's going to keep it stormy for the first half of next week. Valley rain and mountain snow through Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
59 degrees. I'm going to go scamper across the street to the Vivint Block Party for the jazz opener, and the rest of the show is going to come from there. It's 4:52.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
The government has proposed $2.9 trillion in tax increases. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate these taxes in retirement at the Retirement Tax Summit. This free educational event is next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Sandy, and it's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000, reserve your free ticket by calling 801-682-4448. Learn what you can do before the end of the year that could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. Don't miss the Retirement Tax Summit next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Sandy. Get your free ticket now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I just got word from my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning that they're offering their 111 special. They have never had a special like this before, and it only lasts until 11/1/21. There's only 1 week to receive 4 rooms of carpet cleaning for just $111. Zero Res offers the deepest clean for your carpets available, cleaning your carpets without harsh soaps, detergents, or chemicals, leaving behind nothing but clean. Now, the other guys, they can leave behind sticky residues that cause your carpets to attract dirt faster. With Zero Res, your carpets stay cleaner for longer. When you've scheduled before 11/1, save big with the 111 deal. Call or book online with the promo code 111, and you'll receive 4 rooms of carpets clean for just $111. But hurry, this deal won't be around for long. Schedule your appointment today. Serving Salt Lake, Utah, Davis, and Weber counties, online at ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
When everything works together, it's a beautiful thing. With Xfinity, you get Wi-Fi faster than a gig to power a house full of devices, so your home becomes a symphony of activity. We start with Dad streaming cooking videos in the kitchen. Add a little gaming in the basement. Gorgeous. Now let's bring in some working from the couch. And finally, the sweet melody of Grandpa streaming his nature shows. Can your internet do that?
And there goes Grandpa. Power a house full of connected devices. Learn more about Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig and other fast speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Ends 12/31/21. Restrictions apply. New connect 50 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Gig Internet and XFi Gateway. Actual speeds vary.
Watching Utah's Money, I'm Maria Chalaos. It's sponsored by Central Bank. The city of Springville will get Google Fiber next year. City Council unanimously approved the agreement with Google last night. It will be available starting sometime in 2022. KSL Drives, GMC expected record sales of its Sierra pickups. The automaker is struggling to keep up with demand, but has managed to despite thin inventory and the chip shortage. GMC dealers will still operate on a deliver-to-order basis for pickups because demand will outpace supply for a while. Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire thanks to SpaceX. Musk has made most of his money from Tesla, and analysts at Morgan Stanley forecast he could make all that much more from SpaceX. They project the space company could be worth $200 billion and rise higher as it develops. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow was up 152 points, finishing the day at 35,069. The S&P gained 16 points, and the Nasdaq lost 7. KSL News Time 4:56, and it's time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz season begins tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and with it, some new faces. Rudy Gay, the Jazz top offseason addition, will not play as he's still recovering from offseason heel surgery, but veterans Hassan Whiteside and Eric Paschal should be in the lineup, as should rookie Jared Butler, who let it slip that he's in the team's rotation on opening night.
I know I'm going to get minutes tonight. How much? I don't know. You know, that's the exciting part for me because, you know, it was my first time going into a game where I don't know if I'm going to get minutes. I mean, I know I'm going to get minutes, but I don't know how many. So that's the exciting part for me.
Butler led the Jazz in scoring and assists during the preseason despite being drafted in the second round of July's NBA draft. You can catch tonight's game right here on KSL News Radio and read a full preview of the season opener at KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.